This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush's acceptance speech last night in New York's Madison Square Garden included both his justification for going to war in Iraq and a call for more tax cuts as a way to boost the economy and improve the jobs picture in the United States. The president also devoted a considerable amount of time attempting to discredit the record of his Democratic opponent, John Kerry, before heading off to begin his general election campaign. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Prior to the speech, the White House said the president would present an optimistic picture of America, of a country and a leader effectively responding to challenges both foreign and domestic. Officials also downplayed the notion that the president would go after John Kerry in a big way. After all, that had already been done by plenty of other speakers this week. But clearly the president felt that he too needed to join those criticizing Kerry, a man he has portrayed as being unsteady and too willing to blow with the political winds in making decisions. Last night the president offered himself up as just the opposite.
I believe this nation wants steady, consistent, principled leadership, and that is why, with your help, we will win this election.
None of the criticisms the president leveled at John Kerry last night were new. He touched on those that had become a staple of his speeches at campaign rallies. Kerry has said he will roll back the Bush tax cuts, which benefit the wealthiest 1% of Americans. He says the money could be better used for programs to stimulate the economy and provide health care for the uninsured. But last night, the president described Kerry simply as another Democrat who would raise taxes on the middle class.
He opposed reducing the marriage penalty, opposed doubling the child credit, opposed lowering income taxes for all who pay them. Wait a minute. To be fair, there are some things my opponent is for. He's proposed more than $2 trillion in federal spending so far, and that's a lot even for a senator from Massachusetts.
Then came the subject of Iraq. Kerry has been very critical of the president's handling of the situation there, saying Mr. Bush rushed to war and did not have a plan for securing the peace once the war was over. The president defended his decision, saying it was worth it because of Saddam Hussein's history. He did not mention the failure to find weapons of mass destruction, but he did repeat what seems to be one of his favorite lines from his campaign stump speech, one that ridicules Senator Kerry's vote against a funding request for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
My opponent and his running mate voted against this money for bullets and fuel and vehicles and body armor. When asked to explain his vote, the senator said, "I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it." Then he said he was proud of his vote. Then when pressed, he said, "It was a complicated matter. There's nothing complicated about supporting our troops in combat."
The delegates chanted the phrase "flip-flop" when the president spoke of Kerry.
This election will also determine how America responds to the continuing danger of terrorism. And you know where I stand.
And so the fall battle is joined, and the president shows no sign of backing off in his own attacks on John Kerry. Mr. Bush left New York immediately after his speech. He flew to Pennsylvania for a morning event in Scranton. From there, it's off to other battleground states, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio. Very familiar places this campaign. The president will travel through the holiday weekend as well, trying to capitalize on the just-concluded convention. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.